The following program was previously recorded. It's time for Live and Local. From the studios here at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. It's kind of you to join me on this fine day. The Omaha Film Festival is happening right now and goes on for some period of time here, and you can take a look online for that. And with me is someone who's actually been here before. Julie Socolow was here a long time ago, several years ago, for Aspie Seeks Love. It was a movie that she directed, and she has a brand new documentary she's directed called Barefoot, the Mark Baumer story, and she joins me live in the studio. Julie, thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me. You know, I've had four films. This is my fourth film play, the Omaha Film Festival, but it's my first time visiting the Omaha Film Festival. And so I got in yesterday and the hospitality has been great. Just love the people of this town. And my film is playing tonight. So I'm excited to tell you about it.
That's great. Well, and it's playing tonight at which venue?
Yeah, so it's playing at Exarban Cinema.
Oh, very good.
And it's called Barefoot, the Mark Baumer Story. And it's a documentary feature about a writer and activist who walked barefoot to protest climate change. He was trying to walk barefoot across the country. And he walked over 700 miles completely shoeless. That's how much he cared about the environment. And his journey took a tragic turn. And I don't want to give the story away
Sure.
for folks who are coming out to see it tonight. But it's a really heartfelt journey. Mark was really a very funny person. He filmed himself every step of the way and made these daily videos that he would post to YouTube. The New Yorker called him similar to Andy Kaufman and a compulsive social media diarist. And he had a lot of fans out there following his journey.
Okay. How did you get involved in this project? At what point do you enter the scene?
Yeah, so I was a fan of Mark's while he was out on this walk, just following his videos, donating to his fundraiser for this environmental organization based in Providence, Rhode Island, where he lived, and that's where he started the walk. So when he's walking through Providence, Rhode Island, through Connecticut, goes to New York, Times Square, and on towards, you know, the West Coast. And I was following his journey online and donating a little bit, following along with his videos. And it was going on during the election season. So Mark was out on the road.
Which election season, please? What year?
2016.
2016. Okay. I didn't know if it was the interim or the presidential. So, okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So, you know, Mark was out on the road while Donald Trump was elected. So you watch him respond to that and then keep on with his journey. And I don't want to give, again, too much away,
sure.
But he was out on the road when Donald Trump was inaugurated. And then the day after that was when, you know, tragedy struck on his trip.
Okay. So I mean, a lot of the things he filmed himself, so you weren't there with cameras filming that. So in essence, you have taken a lot of footage and then pieced together a documentary, creating a narrative, right? I mean, am I following this?
Yes, and I'm a director who also edits my own work.
Okay.
So I'll be, you know, there at the screening tonight with the Q&A for anyone who has like nerdy filmmaking questions or editing questions, because, you know, Mark was filming himself out on the walk and had about 7 hours of footage from his barefoot walk. We've got interviews with his parents, his girlfriend, environmental activists, you know, friends, and you got to piece all that together, boil it down to, you know, a 90-minute movie.
Sure. In creating that narrative from in essence, I mean, the footage has some sort of life to it, and there's a narrative inside each segmented piece. But what do you look for that through line as you build a story arc with all that different footage?
Yeah, I think you're just looking for the sort of the ups and the downs. You know, we're watching Mark and 1 minute he's on top of the world. Like I was saying, you know, he's walking barefoot through Times Square, which is just such a milestone. Anyone would stop and turn their head and say, is that guy doing that on purpose or what's going on?
Right.
And, you know, folks were so nice to him out on the road, stopping in their cars saying, do you need shoes? Do you need food? And he would say, no, I don't. I'm doing this on purpose. And, you know, can I tell you about climate change? Can I tell you about, you know, sea levels rising or temperatures rising and why we need to protect our planet, and kind of drop some knowledge? So we've got those high highs and we've got these low lows where, you know, he's in Ohio and it's December and it starts to snow.
Sure.
And there's ice on the road. And, you know, the obstacles, is he going to keep walking barefoot in the cold? So I think just managing, you know, triumphs and obstacles.
Oh, that's fascinating. Just fascinating. It's tonight. The film plays tonight at the Exarban Theaters. It's called Barefoot, the Mark Baumer Story. If you're looking for information, you can go to the Omaha Film Festival website, or you can also go to barefootdocumentary.com, and you can see some information there. She's Julie Sokolow. She is a director, and this is her fourth film that has been at the Omaha Film Festival. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much.
Very nice of you to come in. We return to programming here on KIOS FM, Omaha Public Radio.